Compassionate Idaho needs more than 47,000 signatures from registered voters to get the medical marijuana initiative on the ballot. Isaiah Valdez is a member of the group. He says prescription painkillers like Vicodin and OxyContin sometimes don't work for those with debilitating conditions.
The purpose of our petition is to give Idahoans a safer alternative to those prescription medications in order to find what works best for them.
Idaho is surrounded by states that allow medical marijuana, including Oregon, Washington, Montana, and Nevada. More than a dozen states have similar laws on the books.
Just because it's a conservative state doesn't mean that Idahoans don't have compassion enough to allow sick people a safer alternative to medicine.
A study released by Boise State's Public Policy Center earlier this year finds that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed support allowing seriously ill patients to use marijuana. But a broader question about selling and growing medical marijuana received about 40% support. Compassionate Idaho has until the end of April to gather signatures. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.